This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
Richard Pan is a calculated, malicious liar.
The Health Ranger Report.
He's the kind of liar who wants to keep the people of California ignorant as he's poisoning their children.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
I have a question for all the progressives who support sanctuary cities. Why won't you support, or do you perhaps support, vaccine sanctuary cities? And you see, that's a very important question. I mean, let's talk about the definition of a sanctuary city. That's a city that says it's not going to cooperate with the federal or even state authorities in identifying the immigration status or the illegal immigration, you know, non-immigration status of those who are arrested for crimes, you know, murder, rape, burglary, muggings, kidnappings, you know, all these things. So many, many so-called sanctuary cities, and there are literally hundreds of them now across America, have declared that they are not going to cooperate with this federal requirement to identify the immigration status of these illegal aliens. I mean, let's be honest, you can call them undocumented immigrants, but if they have no documentation, they're not immigrants because they didn't go through the immigration channel, right? And I know this. My wife is a legal immigrant, and we did it legally, the right way, the ethical way. But they say, well, we're not going to share this information with the feds. So why not have vaccine sanctuary cities, entire cities where they say we are not going to let the government medically abuse and commit medical violence against our children? I mean, if you're going to have sanctuary for anybody, wouldn't it be better to have sanctuary for innocent children rather than violent criminals? Because sanctuary cities, as they're run today by the progressive left, is all about protecting violent criminals, which is what makes it so frustrating for those of us who would like to live in a society where there isn't a lot of murder and violence committed against innocent people. And so we say, let's have vaccine sanctuary cities where children can also be safe from the kind of medical violence that's committed in the name of the vaccine industry, in the name of the CDC, all kinds of medical violence committed against children. Now, what do I mean by this medical violence? Specifically, I mean that vaccines contain very toxic ingredients. And this is all confirmed by the CDC. I've listed some of the ingredients at naturalnews.com. I've also listed vaccine insert sheets at naturalnewsreference.com. If you'd like to go there and look at some of these insert sheets, you'll see that the ingredients include mercury, a very toxic, brain-damaging heavy metal, aluminum, another metal that's linked to Alzheimer's and dementia, MSG, monosodium glutamate, an excitotoxin that causes neurological damage and leads to migraine headaches and other similar brain problems. Let's see, what else? Formaldehyde, also toxic to neurology. Squalene, which causes inflammation of the brain. And then you have all these other, well, what do you call them? Abortion tissue-derived ingredients, such as human fetal lung tissue that's used in the chickenpox vaccine, for example. Or there's even African green monkey kidney cells that they grind them up. They're made out of infected African green monkeys that are deliberately infected with smallpox and then euthanized, and they have their organs harvested and blended up into a goo that's then used to make the smallpox vaccines. So there are a lot of toxic ingredients in vaccines, and of course the vaccine industry doesn't want you to know what they are, but if you look at their effects on humans and especially on children, they are another form of violence against children. There are many forms of violence in society. Some of them are kinetic violence, you know, if someone just straight up punches someone else, that's kinetic violence, or if someone shoots someone else, that's another form of violence. And I find it interesting that the the industry, well, the mainstream media likes to say that there's such a thing as gun violence. They say that guns cause violence, but you'll never hear them say vaccine violence, even though it's really, it's an equivalent phrase. If you're saying that guns cause violence, you know, a gun itself can't really cause violence, but it's used as a tool to commit violence by some people who are violent people. So they call it gun violence. But vaccines are also used as a tool to commit violence against children in particular, damage their brains, cause autism in some of those children. Vaccines cause seizures and paralyzation, hospitalization, comas, and even death in some children, and severe reactions, severe allergic reactions to certain vaccine ingredients. It's irrefutable. This is the truth about what vaccines do. So why aren't we saying it's vaccine violence? If you're going to use the term gun violence, you got to use the term vaccine violence. And if there's vaccine violence, then doesn't it make sense that we should, you know, protect our children from vaccine violence? And that's why we should have vaccine sanctuary cities. Right. Where children can be free from the kind of medical violence and the penetration of their bodies with dirty needles loaded with all kinds of viral strains, some of which the industry doesn't even know are in there. You know, you think that if they inject you with chickenpox, a chickenpox vaccine, you think you're only being injected with chickenpox? Probably not. There are many other viruses that are in the same vaccine. And in fact, the polio vaccine that was given to people in the 1950s and 1960s and 1970s, that polio vaccine was infected or contaminated with a cancer-causing virus called SV40, stands for simian virus 40. It causes cancer. And so millions of people in America were given cancer through vaccine injections. That's a form of vaccine violence. And to this day, that form of violence is routinely committed against women and children, and especially pregnant women, so that their unborn babies are damaged as well, alongside their living babies who are damaged with other vaccines. So why won't progressives defend women and children against vaccines when they are happy to defend illegal aliens who are violent criminals against federal prosecution? That's my question. This shows the political delusion of those who support sanctuary cities and who are protecting violent criminals. These are really many of the same people who are protecting violence against children in the form of vaccines. For example, California State Senator Richard Pan. Richard Pan supports the medical raping of children, the medical violence against children, medical assaults on children of mandatory vaccines. And at the same time, Richard Pan supports defending or protecting violent criminals against federal prosecution because he's a supporter of so-called sanctuary cities. So think about that. At the same time that he's advocating the damaging of children through vaccine violence, he's also saying that criminal violence should be somehow granted some form of immunity. Now, why does that make sense with Richard Pan? Because he also believes that the vaccine industry, which commits violence, should also be granted immunity, and it does enjoy immunity. The vaccine industry has absolute blanket immunity today. They can't be sued for the damage caused by their products. So people like Richard Pan, who are extremely dangerous to the public and really responsible for all kinds of different types of medical violence that's carried out against children today, he is consistent in his belief that violence should continue to be committed, and that those who carry out violence should be immune from prosecution. So that's the philosophy of Richard Pan and others, many others like him, thousands of others like him, who continue to push this vaccine violence against children while protecting violent criminals through this concept of sanctuary cities, which is a blatant violation of federal law, a violation of fundamental human rights, the safety of society, civility in a society, and so on. And that's why even the concept of sanctuary cities is, of course, a very bad idea, just as it's a bad idea to inject children with toxic chemicals that damage their brains and cause autism and harm people in extraordinary ways. You can learn more about this. Check out my summit at naturalnewssummits.com, where I've got the truth about vaccines, an upcoming summit on vaccine damage and vaccine truth. You can also check out vaccines.news as well as naturalnews.com to learn more about vaccines. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing, like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.